What man would be inside the Merlino house prowling around in the dark? She could get a better view from outside the house. She unlocked the back door, binocular cord around her throat, and strode halfway across the porch. Though it was chilly outside, she could certainly see better, but she'd be able to see better yet from the deck. The boards of the deck creaked beneath her feet. She focused the binoculars across the ravine. He was gone. The window remained brightly lit with no human figure in the small square of light. Pepper wasn't home. No one ever visited Rose. Someone was in the house. But who? And where was he now? She was so busy focusing on the window across the ravine that she did not hear anyone on the deck behind her until she heard a board creak. Wanda spun around with a gasp. A man stood in the shadows watching her.
You there. What do you think you're doing?
She demanded angrily.
You get off this property right now.
No response, no movement.
Who is that?
She demanded, heart hammering, trying to sound fiercer than she felt.
I'm calling the police.
No answer.
Gabe Merlino? Is that you?
She hissed bravely.
Have you come back to cause more trouble?
The shadow took a step toward her. Not until that terrible moment did Wanda realize, in the midst of her indignation, how completely vulnerable she was, standing with her back to the ravine, with a stranger between her and the house. The shadow hurtled toward her. It happened so fast, she scarcely had time to scream. Wanda bolted backward, hit the edge of the deck railing, lashed into the air with her outstretched arms, and went over. Suddenly, there was only crackling leaves, snapping twigs, tumbling stones, and a sparkling gleam from the wet rocks below.